March 12th, 2019, regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock. Ready?
Council, you all set?
Yes, I just figured I was going to turn my standing.
Oh, okay, that's fine. All right, I'd like to welcome everyone to the March 12th regular town board meeting for the town of Monroe. And with that, we'll have a roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Here.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Here.
Councilman Noonan?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzner?
Here. And since council remains standing, I'll ask for a pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, everyone. First item is approval of minutes. We have two sets from February 26, 2019. The first is the auto meeting, the second is regular town board meeting. And we also have February 28th, actually, yes, we do have the public hearing minutes for February 28th. We'd like to take them all together. Well, first of all, are there any questions, comments, corrections? Let's take them all together and see them all. Yeah. All right.
Motion to approve auditing February 26th, regular town board meeting 26th, and public hearing on 28th, all of February 2018.
Second. Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzner?
Yes. Item 2 is set future meetings and workshops. I don't have a need at this time for a special meeting or any workshop. Does any board member have a request? Council Member Holden.
I'm going to say no, I don't, but I didn't get filled in, and we need to talk at some point.
Yeah, I'll have a conversation.
Later. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
And we might have to have a committee meeting as we get in more busy season, but I don't know if anything is pressing for our next meeting.
Okay. So none at this time. Item 3 on the agenda is Highway Department requests. First item I have from Highway Superintendent is request to purchase or open a PO on rock salt from Morton Salt in the amount of $40,000. This would be from account DB 5122.490, which has a current balance as of March 1st of $48,078.24. This would be purchased for county contract number 18, PWS 10R.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzner?
Yes. Next item under Highway is a request to contract with Saratoga County for road striping for 2019. We've got approximately 83 miles of town roads to be painted. At budget time, we allocated $38,000 in account A 3310.499. Cover this item, but I believe we can't ever get a firm price on what it's going to cost.
Correct.
Until they buy the paint. And historically, I think it's been running over what we budgeted for.
Last year, actually, we were under.
So we'll cross our fingers for it to be under. So you're looking for authorization to give them the go-ahead to get a firm.
Do they buy the paint at this one?
Right. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzner?
Yes. Next item under Highway is our annual request from the Highway Superintendent to move to our 4 10-hour work days, which would begin on Monday, April 22nd, and continue through Friday, October 25th, 2019. Paul has done in the past to ensure that there's coverage on Fridays during the 4-day work schedule, and copy that was done for that Friday.
Motion to approve.
Any discussion?
I am not at all opposed to this, but my question is, does this get us, do we have overtime machines with this, the way this works out at all, or is...
Only on Fridays.
So we do have, like, a Friday, we have overtime?
Yes.
Okay.
Last year, we only had two Fridays, but we had to put that out of some stuff.
Is that like we had a storm and trees down or something like that?
This year is only 25 inches because of the skirt balls.
Okay.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And the last item I have for Highway Department is, as a result of statutory change, and actually the governor signed it in November of 2018, but it takes effect this year, those that are either contract as an excavator or perform work as an excavator as defined by general business law are required to now receive annual training. And Paul has made us aware that on Tuesday, March 19th, there's an excavator safety seminar that's going to be held in Saratoga Springs, which is sponsored by the Dig Safely New York. That's going to run from 7:45 in the morning to 2:15. There's no charge for that portion of the training.
Correct.
But to go online and complete the second portion, which is the online course, there is a $25 fee per individual.
Correct.
Are you asking for all members of the highway to receive it?
Yes, because they can't even put a signpost in there without having us.
So, all right, so could you tell me total amount you're looking for and what account it comes from? I don't remember discussing this at budget time.
At budget time, we didn't have it because this came into effect after budget. We're looking at a total of 12 people. And the account, I'm still talking over with Jeff, which account we're coming from.
Do you need a group tonight?
Yes, I do. Next week, and we have
Did you get an answer where it's coming from?
Not from Jeff yet, no. There's two or three counts. He says he's going to see which one would be best to take it out.
Can you take it out of Rockwell?
No.
Well, do we have to define the account? Can we have some verbiage?
Yeah, you don't have to.
We can define that.
Yeah, so I would suggest a motion for an amount of not to exceed $300 to cover the online training for this New York State unfunded mandate that's been placed upon local governments.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have nothing else, right, Paul?
Nothing else.
Under next item on the agenda is item 4, Recreation Department request. And we've received a request for the purchase of raised bleachers for the softball field. As the board recalls, this is something that was discussed at budget time, and we did budget for it. We have received 4 quotes, one from the Park Warehouse, an amount of $17,000, which would be for 5 row elevated bleachers, 21 feet in length. The Vantage Point Series, $7,940 each plus shipping. 2 units are requested for that. That price. There's a second quote for 10 row elevated bleacher, and that was $32,367. They also quoted a third quote for a 5 row elevated bleacher that's 27 feet in length, an amount of $20,315. And actually, the fourth quote for a 10 row elevated bleacher, 27 feet in length, the Vantage Point Series, which would be $38,498 plus shipping. At budget time, we allocated $20,000 for bleachers, so my suggestion would be the $17,000 price, unless the committee or other board members feel differently.
No, I'm fine with that.
I'm fine with that. The only concern I have is that this quote attached doesn't match that.
This is for...
Unless that means they're including the shipping, so...
So it's $15,980 plus freight is almost, it's over 3870, so...
It's under the 20, it just doesn't match the number you had stated earlier.
Well, his recommendation is quote number one, which meets the description, just doesn't meet the price, but it's still under the amount that we budgeted.
So not to exceed that number.
Correct. So I would suggest a motion not to exceed, not to exceed $20,000.
Second.
Can we send you a vote for the motion?
Do we do a vote on it? Or do we have a motion?
I didn't hear the motion.
Oh, I thought you had just presented a motion. Okay. Present a motion to authorize the rec department to purchase from Parker Warehouse the 5-row elevated bleachers, 21 feet in length, at a purchase price not to exceed $20,000.
Second.
Any discussion?
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Any other board member have something they want brought up under the rec department at this time, or wait till the committee report?
I'll bring one for committee.
Okay, so we'll move on. Item 5 is the assessor's office. I don't have any paperwork for it, but I know I have had conversations with the assessor as well as at least one other board member regarding the request for a laptop. I know there's some issues involved with that, which I think are still being worked through.
I can speak to it.
Okay, go ahead.
So the issue specifically is the assessor having the need to work while out of the office in some secure fashion. And I had a conversation with PS Technical Services, our current IT provider, and they have a proposed solution to use LogMeIn Secure, which would meet the requirements of New York State to allow Peggy to work remote. So that would work on any laptop. I did speak to Peggy and have a feeling of what she wants for a laptop. We really just need to get a couple quotes for that. But the issue of coming up with a secure connection for her to get back in here to still be able to perform her job functions, that issue's up to date.
Okay, great. So I know that there's going to be a time constraint issue, so at some point with the information, I'll probably send around what her quotes are and recommendation, and probably looking for the board to approve it via email, which we can memorialize because of the extenuating circumstances that are involved. So we have a look out for that.
Yes. Would she, is it something that she needs to work from home? Is that what this is about? Or
she will be unable to be in the office.
Okay. So we're not going to have an issue with having to provide internet service to her off-site somewhere?
She has an internet service.
Okay. Yeah. So her internet connectivity at her residence is sufficient bandwidth to be able to work. So no, there's no other connectivity issue.
And that's not something where you're going to pick up the tip.
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Item number 6, I have on here is flags for deceased veterans. At budget time, we also had a conversation regarding the possibility of providing flag grave markers for Memorial Day. We budgeted money for this in the 2019 budget in the amount of $800, which is in account 88810. I do have a flyer that was mailed to my office from a local vendor that is in Saratoga County with three different sizes and prices. I'm sure there's other vendors out there, but I would like to hand it over to the cemetery liaison. Maybe come up with a recommendation working with those that are very interested in our cemetery. And I think there's some folks that would be interested in us. And with that information, maybe the next board meeting we can make a decision on that.
Okay.
Item 7 I have listed on the agenda is regarding training for one of our zoning board members. As the board recalls, there's a state requirement, and we adopted that as a local policy for annual training for zoning and planning board members. All of our planning board members have attended a training seminar that was given in Saratoga County. One did not attend, even though the town paid for that person. The reason for that, when we looked into it, was because that was bad weather, but whatever the board members went. So my question is, I will reach out to the county and see if they'll absorb that cost or forgive the town. If not, does the town want to take any action in recouping that?
Has that individual since taken training?
No. Nothing more.
They can take it online, correct?
Yes.
We do require that.
So the issue tonight is we paid the county $60. We also paid planning board members for their attendance. We don't pay planning board members for their attendance. Every meeting they
pay. But meetings that attendance to the...
We pay them to perform the duties.
Correct. For the planning board meeting, but not to go. We don't get paid when we go to the
training.
Right.
I think it would be hard to get $60 from the planning board member, but any training that they would want to attend requires payment, they would have to pay for themselves when they take a free one. And so I would be comfortable.
Okay, so I'm going to reach out to the county. I was successful for one individual last year, and may well be successful this time, but I'm just looking for direction from the board if we can't get it.
Even if they would credit us with the amount towards the next training cycle.
Yeah,
just so we don't lose it, we'll need it again at some point. So if they say no, okay, they would give us credit for it. That would be great.
All right. I'll keep you posted on that.
It's an annual requirement. Maybe next year we just think about putting some verbiage in that would allow us to, if we're going to break that and recoup, if that's the situation we're finding ourselves in.
Okay. All right. Item 8 on the agenda, I have listed county recycling. As the board recalls, we modified our rates for users of our transfer station because of a projected $35,000 loss in revenue. There are four municipalities in the county that have been regularly reimbursed to operate the county's recycling centers. Years ago, the county used to provide the staffing for that. We just provided a location. They backed away from that in an effort to save money at the county level, and they would reimburse the communities through contract an amount of $35,000 to have the town run and have the county, even though the county was doing the pickup. This was essentially an unfunded mandate because we learned about it about 2 weeks ago, and obviously the budget was already put together and adopted. We could not account for it, so I was successful in working with my colleagues in the towns that represent the towns that offer the recycling center operation, and that today's Public Works Committee meeting, a resolution was offered that we will get our money, each of the towns will get their $35,000. That resolution will be kicked up to the long Finance Committee, and most likely adopted at the regular monthly Board of Supervisors meeting. So, number one, that's good news. Number two, we probably won't be getting it anymore. That was made clear. So, with the rate changes that we adopted at the last board meeting, and the increase in service that we provided for it to transfer with additional hours, without that, with the $35,000 hole in the budget, it was anticipated that we probably only have $1,000 or $2,000 in the black at the end of this year. So now we have $35,000 and hopefully another $1,000 from operating revenue. And my recommendation will be that we probably create a reserve fund for a transfer station down there moving forward. And we don't need to act on it tonight, but I'd like the board members to think about, you know, how you want to handle that $35,000, knowing that we will not have access to it moving forward. So we'll take that up at a later time, but, you know, think about it, you know, what your ideas on it, and we'll address it at a later time.
Okay.
NPR, a couple of weeks ago, was talking about how China, and I don't know if it affects us on this side of the country, but how China was taking a large percentage of recyclables, and they decided they're not taking recyclables.
Oh, that's still only 5%. Well, that's why we're in this position.
Yeah. So I don't think things will change quickly. Listening to that, I told how many municipalities were struggling with what they were going to do with those materials. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So County Waste is the sole vendor that bid the service. I think it had cost last year $150,000. There were $340,000 this year. And it's because China doesn't have, you know, we don't have a market, and China doesn't have interest for it. So that's why we found ourselves in a county situation. And unfortunately, you know, it impacted our economy.
Thank you for taking care of it.
Item 9 on this evening's agenda is a planning board appointment. I met with, and I know she's familiar with other board members, and Purdue, who has expressed interest in serving her community on the planning board. At this time, we have one spot that has not been filled. The term expired 12/31 of last year. That individual has expressed interest in being reappointed. We haven't done that yet. This individual is also interested in being appointed to the planning board. My recommendation at this time would be to give an appointment as an alternate. Unless the board feels otherwise. And I believe this individual has now received his training, so the board can act on him as well. But I need so what I'm looking for this evening, the board's agreement, is a motion to appoint Ann Perdue as an alternate member of the planning board.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any other discussion?
Well, just a comment real quick. I've interfaced with her on a professional level on more than one occasion. I think she's exceptionally bright and sharp, and I think she'll bring the value to the town. She'll be a value to the town.
She has extensive land use planning experience. She's an attorney. I think it's a great addition to our planning.
Great.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Item 10 on this evening's agenda, we have a lease agreement for the cell tower on Water District 2 water tower. And while the current agreement that we have in place does not expire until 2021, They're very much interested in negotiating with the town different terms for that contract, and I'll let the council just let us know where we are on that request.
Sure. They had come up to us last September, and we had said, all right, well, give us your terms, so we'll talk to you in a few months, because this is not until 2021. They reached out to me again last week and said, okay, it's been a few months, what do you think? And my response was, well, I'll talk to the board, give me all your information, but again, this is not until 2021. So we'll talk about it. I had emailed you all today what they are wanting to do, and I advised them that we need some time to look into it and analyze it and get back to it. So that's what we're doing. So I'd ask you to look at your emails, and if there are any questions, let me know.
Thank you. Item 11 is the sewer master meter MOU. This saga continues. We're trying to get this funded up. Do you want to provide just a brief overview of where we are this evening?
Sure. It changed about an hour ago. So this is for the master meter call that they're putting in. And we are looking to get an easement from Lehigh Hansen, and we're working on the language of that easement. It's a little difficult because the city of Glens Falls is also involved, and we're not going to obtain title to the vault until after it's completed. So the city has to be involved in getting an easement as well. I've been working with the city attorney on that, and the city attorney and I have been crafting a memorandum of understanding between the city and the town with respect to the ultimate purpose of the vault. We've been kind of working with the engineering firm on that, and there's just been a lot of moving parts. So I emailed the city attorney today and the high council as well and said we really need to figure out who's getting what for what purpose and how we move forward on this. So I'm waiting to hear back from them.
Great. Thank you. All right. Item 12 is privilege of the floor. Is there anybody who would like to address the board?
Good evening, Reed Antis, Paris Road. I'm just curious how we're doing hiring the code enforcer position, the clerk in the assessor's office, and the part-time person you want in the supervisor's office. My next question is, can we get the posting of the agenda a lot sooner than after 12 o'clock today? I checked at 12:30 and contacted the clerk's office, and they were waiting, and then I checked your office, and they said it had been sent, and she couldn't identify when it was sent, but I was just hoping we can get it back on Monday or so we can have a chance to look it over. Having it about 1 o'clock in the afternoon is nice, but if we have any questions, we can't get a hold of people. And then you try to create transparency, supervisor, just harder to get a hold of people, discuss it beforehand until this evening. And the next question I had is about the website. Will that be up to date? Is that all done, or is that we still working on that? And the next thing, the building up front, the house, what are we going to do with that? I haven't heard much about that. My favorite topic, 61 Hudson Street. Are we going to get rid of that surface property? Those are my questions tonight. Thank you.
I'll just briefly touch on those. There has been no movement in hiring anybody in the supervisor's office. There's been no movement in hiring additional staff for the assessor's office, but part of that hinges on an RFP, which I know you're aware of, for assessors an entity to provide informational services for the assessor's office, and we're working on that diligently. The agenda is transparent. It is provided for the board meeting. I can tell you that we are changing items because of information that I'm waiting for almost right up until probably sometimes as late as 3 o'clock on town board meeting day. We do try to get it out as timely as we can, but in the interest in doing a great job for our residents, I want it to be, number one, accurate, meaningful and goal-oriented. And sometimes it requires a lot of effort to get that to that point. But as soon as it's ready, it is out the door. Regarding the website, I'm not sure what you're referring to. I don't know if you've been on our website recently. You'll see that we have done updates to that. My office has done updates on that. And regarding 61 Hudson, I am working on the possibility of having a government entity work there, but we're still early in the negotiations. Because of those conversations, I don't have any interest. I don't know how the rest of the board feels, and I won't speak for them. But I don't deem it a surplus town property at this time, so I'm not inclined to do anything further from a real estate standpoint. And I have no news to report on the building. Anyone else like to address the board? All right, we'll move on to supervisors' items. I received, and this is along your lines, I could get information that it would be. I received an email, and I think I provided it to town board members probably shortly after 5:30 tonight from the president, CEO of Saratoga Hospital. That is looking for a letter of support from the town of Monroe regarding their certificate of need application with New York State Department of Health for the construction of an orthopedic ambulatory surgery center on the Saratoga Hospital property. I believe this is in conjunction with, yes, Albany Medical Center and Capital Region North Orthopedic Physicians, which are partnering with Saratoga Hospital on this. I don't have a problem doing that, but I will take direction from the board. Anything that we can do to increase the level of health care services that we provide locally, I think we should do whatever we can to make that happen. So without objection, I'll do a letter of support for it. I can give you a draft before I send it if you want. Or not, I'll give you a copy with a sign.
I don't have any problem. No objections there.
Yeah, and this specifically is focused on the orthopedic ambulatory surgery center. I think there's a need for that in this area, closer to all, but I'm supportive of that.
Okay.
We can't get it at exit 17?
Not yet.
I would be supportive as well.
Next item, my office has reached out to Professional Fire Protection Incorporated as we continue to wrap up our fire suppression issue here at Town Hall. I will be meeting with their service manager tomorrow, who's going to do a walkthrough, and hopefully I have more information for Town Board to act on in the near future. So I'd love to get that chirping taken care of. Probably not as much as Leanne would like to take care of. She's but you don't even notice it anymore. Right?
She's no. Told it out.
No. The customers do, though.
And we will, I want to make board members aware, as well as the general public, invite everyone to a lunch that's going to be served at the Highway Garage to celebrate Mike Montgomery's retirement after 36 years of service with the town of Monroe. Mike has decided to move on the next phase of his life, and that will be taking place on March 29th, and I'd like to do a proclamation for him, which we will be adopting at the next board meeting, which I'd like to present on behalf of the board and the residents of the town of Monroe for the work and service that he has provided to the town. So, I'm going to do that. I mentioned a little bit earlier, we're still working on the RFP that we're going to send out for assessment support services. And time is of the essence. I just got a draft sent back to me with some comments from council, which I'll forward to board members, and if everybody's okay with that, we're going to get that out the door especially with the taxable status date of
March 1st.
March 1st. Yeah. We'd like to do that. Today I was at a meeting as a vice chair of the County Economic Development Committee. I was asked to attend a meeting with the president of the Hudson Valley Community College at the Hudson Valley TechSmart facility in Balsam Spa, and the county has committed to partnering with Hudson Valley to provide extensive training in various aspects. They'd like to refocus their efforts from Troy up to this area because Saratoga County is not only the fastest growing county in the state, it's the only one that's growing and is financially sound. And they believe that they can provide real service, as does the County Board of Supervisors. So some of the ideas that we talked about today were having them have field trips to for our younger kids in their school districts in the county. They're willing to come if a group of towns want to get together and have a forum, a job forum, something like that, so that residents can be made aware of the training they offer, the coursework. We believe it's a win-win for both the county and for Hudson Valley Community College. So it was a great meeting. I know I spoke with the chairman of the board afterwards, and he asked if I'd be willing to also set up a meeting with Adirondack Community College to do some of the type of programs. So I think that would be good. So, and I have a folder if anybody wants at my office with additional information on that. Yesterday, I'm chair of the County Board of Supervisors, Legislative Research Committee. A group of my colleagues went to Albany, my old stomping grounds, to meet with all the state elected officials that represent portions of Saratoga County. So we met with Senator Jordan, Senator Tedisco, members of Assembly McDonald, Walsh, and I'm leaving out Odanstek and
Warner,
yes. And we had a great meeting. We talked about everything from AIM funding to cable television franchise agreements to how to handle legalization of marijuana and revenue opportunities that may be available for local governments, as well as the additional expenses that will be involved in regulating. So they were very receptive up there in the middle of the budget season, so we won't know how successful our lobbying efforts are until the budget's adopted and see what shakes out. I did hear this morning that it looks like legalization of marijuana is kind of falling off the budget table negotiations. So my experience tells me if they don't do it as part of the budget, it's not going to happen this year. So we may have some time on that. Potential management group sent us a nice certificate of completion. Awarded to the town of Marone recognition across their facilities of their important contribution to reducing greenhouse gases, CO2, by 70,255 pounds annually, and reducing their electric usage by 63,868.48 kilowatts. Town of Marone is therefore awarded certification as a green compliance certified business. So, if anybody wants to look at it, I'll hang it probably in my office.
Great.
So So I have under supervisors items, so we'll move on to item 14, which is committee reports. I know the rec committee and the water committee have met since the last board. So would anybody like to provide an update on the
Councilman Hogan and I are on the rec committee, but the rec, our part-time rec director just couldn't, her schedule just wouldn't allow for us to meet when he was available. So Councilman Hogan and I met with Councilman Noonan and I met with Sandy last night. Productive interaction. There were a couple open items she had presented to us prior to the last board meeting. We told her that we told the board then that we would have answers ready for tonight. So one of the issues came up, and as we continue to tighten up our processes and policies around recuse fees and rental of the facilities over there, we keep finding a couple other small holes in this one I think we can easily fix. So one of the things that we've been doing as a practice from travel softball leagues is that we've been taking a deposit, $200 if they were taking two nights and $400 if they were taking more than that. And then we have a written refund policy that says that we refund their money up to 50% if they cancel within a certain amount of time. The problem is we don't have that required deposit as a written policy, and so I think we should, for the benefit of the clerk's office, because they're standing front line and it's not a written policy. So our recommendation, if we need through a resolution, that we modify in writing or support what we've been doing in practice, but modify both the existing field usage fees that are published on our website, as well as the checklist that was prepared for the clerk's office to use or whoever's interfacing, but just modify that to spell out the required deposit. So I don't know if that needs to have some further discussion or not, or whether we can go to a resolution or if we need a resolution. But
yeah, we would need a resolution on it. Is that something you want to report on?
Well, my discussion in regards to this would be, what are we requiring for a deposit? And what have we had it in the past?
So 200 in the past.
For any tournament?
Yeah, tournaments.
Okay.
For travel, or for tournaments, if they're taking two nights, 400 if they were taking more than the two nights, most of the time that's the whole weekend. And then we had a 50% refund policy that's already documented, but we didn't have anything in writing at the clerk's office that spelled out those deposits. So
okay.
We were looking to just memorialize this practice that's been taking place.
Yep, good idea.
So I present a resolution that we implement and modify those two documents I referred to, our online fee schedule in the single game out of town section or the travel softball tournament sections, modify the required deposit to be 200 if it's two nights and 400 if it's more than two, and that deposit needs to be made 60 days in prior to the date of the use.
And did you say you also want to modify the refund policy?
No, and just modify the checklist form that's used also, so it's in writing.
Okay, so is there a second on that?
Second.
Any more conversation, discussion on it? If not, roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. She had some questions that we were presented with last time. Well, I don't think it was necessarily a resolution. There was some thought or consideration that the particular entity that was looking to rent the fields, maybe we should charge them more than the standard rate. This is for that firecracker baseball that's coming to town this year. My recommendation, I believe Councilman Newton felt the same, was that there's no reason to go off schedule right now. You know, stick to the fee schedules we established, and there's no feeling that we should have a one-off.
Right. I think with the part of that, why that may come up is, you know, I think long ago we've been in the habit of saying town's not looking to make a lot of money off of these tournaments, but what we're seeing is tournament hosts are charging, you know, I know we've got some $650 per team coming, this firecracker one's charging $1,000 per team to come, and that's their business, but we're not looking to modify our schedule yet, but at some point maybe we should figure out, you know, why we're not, or we're losing any of the money under this stuff here, so.
There was some other discussion around things like, you know, she was looking for approval to do color run again this year, and although we're all fully supportive of it, the request was the same as the past. You know, go out and tell us what you expect for expenses, what you expect for income, and then bring that back to us. It's acknowledged that we would not be profitable in those events any time in the past if they don't get a major sponsor. So we have nothing to move on that at this point in time, other than she's going to gather some more information. And the same goes for the other camps. Just solidify up and bring back to us the specifics, and then we'll present them to the board. You know, what's it going to cost to run the summer programs? What do you plan on taking in? And what are our expenses? And then once that's solidified in writing, then we'll present it to the board. And on rec, Councilman Noonan spoke with her about basketball, but I'll leave any summary if there is any.
We spoke briefly about that we had been in contact quite a bit. Sort of feedback throughout the season was that it seemed to not be as favorable to us with scheduling gym times and some issues of losing spots. And so we spoke to that a little bit. You know, I more listened than offered many solutions because, you know, we are at the mercy of working in the school. I think we'll be able to do our best to accommodate us. Some of the issues were weather related and stuff that we or some commitments that they weren't, you know, we had some issues with some timing on paperwork in the fall, I believe, so some of the gyms were already scheduled. We weren't able to really do anything about that. So, you know, in situations like that, I think moving forward, just being aware of what to not repeat next year will happen this year, kind of thing.
Great.
Then
a couple more real quick.
Sure.
Yeah. So there were some contractual conversations around different agreements. As we know, as the board knows, we have a good agreement in place, in our opinion, good agreement with both Little League and softball. Both those agreements have deadlines of March 15th for them to give us their schedules, requested schedules, giving us time to address any concerns. Softball's in and looks fine. Little League is attached to a list of what they'd like for schedules that Councilman Hogan and I can sit down and review. It deviates greatly from the contract. It steps on, I'm sure they don't know they're doing this, but it steps on Jack Hill. So we're going to have a discussion and go back and have some clarification on their request. But that's why we wanted it early. That's why it was built in the agreement that way. And both Jack Hill and lacrosse and PJ Moffitt for soccer all want to get moving early on their contracts. I think we want to get them done earlier than later. PJ Moffitt contract just wants to do the same thing he's done in the past year. We'll wait till we have them in hand and discuss them. But we will need to work with council with Jack Hill so we don't have a contract. I believe that the last one she did were pretty important to play, and we'll just try to stick to some standardization. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for taking the time to do that. Committee reports.
So anyway, I took a ride down transfer station checking out where Havens has been drawing stuff off. The pile's been moved around a little bit, and I was talking with Paul about the leaves that are down there. Apparently they're being moved a little bit more by one of the employees of the transfer station, Mike. And at this point, he's got himself stuck a couple times. But with that, I did ask Andy to just stop for the time being until I reached out and found a little bit more about what was going on down there. But I got busy with personal issues and I just haven't been back.
I have an update for that. Okay. It came about 2 hours ago.
Okay.
Ted informed me that he's pulled all his equipment out of there. Doesn't come back.
Okay.
which, you know, apparently he has no interest in moving the fresh leaves and debris. He wants the stuff that we want, and we didn't want to do that. So he doesn't have any pulled it out today.
Okay.
So
that's
good work.
Well, I don't know if that's good work, but that solved the issue for the time being. We still have another issue of leaves that are down there that we need room for fresh leaves. The other thing, so I was in the highway garage, and I could hear dripping while I was talking to Paul, and I could hear dripping, and just wondering about the ventilation issue, because at the time, it had snowed the day before, but I went out, there's nothing on the roof. So whatever is dripping is like condensation inside.
Right.
And is it LaBerge that was going to be getting a proposal for ventilation?
Yeah, so they have provided, they have said when we go ahead, we have to do it all at the same time. We've got to do the ventilation, we've got to do the roof repair. You can't do one, not the other, because it's not going to change anything. And as you know, we're waiting for approval of about $200,000 grant from former Senator Marchione, who has advocated for us on that. Paperwork's in. I think we've answered all the questions. It's been kicked up to the top level, which is a dormitory authority of the state of New York,
okay.
Which is responsible for signing off on that. Once that happens, and I'm sure that we won't be able to take advantage of that funding at the earliest, 2020, when we put the budget together next year, we'll have to account for that. And my goal is to do that repair and fund it next year.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
More.
I was going to.
I didn't know. It's contractual, so I don't want to leave it alone. Didn't know the executive session.
Any other committee reports?
No. Can we discuss this with Lance? Send out a message about having been contacted about pavilion rental from Girl Scouts. And, you know, I guess, you know, we're going to discuss this a little bit tonight, and I think this would be appropriate time. That, like, she was contacted by a Hudson Falls Girl Scout group who wanted to get together with the Southland Falls Girl Scout group.
Correct.
And but the Hudson Falls was one who wanted to rent it, and when they realized they'd have to pay for it, they reached out to the Southland Falls and said, you rent it, or you get it. I personally, if Southland Falls came in and said, we want the pavilion, I don't have any problem with not charging them, even if Hudson Falls is using it. I don't, I mean, I know you feel it's a gray area because they contacted you, but... if it's the Southland Falls group that's using it, by all means, I'll use it.
Yeah,
I didn't know how anybody else
could. Yeah, so when I read that, thanks for bringing that sort of attention, Liam. To me, it's clear. If you have an out-of-town use, you pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's within the town, you don't pay for it. And, you know, once they have the in-town sponsor on, you know, it kind of made the issue go away.
That was my thought.
Very good. I just wanted clarification.
Yeah, I appreciate you bringing it up just because, you know, you can't make that call, so I appreciate you bringing it for attention. And I agree with Councilman Hogan, Supervisor Cousiniers. It's like the Southland Falls group is going to rent it and invite the other guys to the department. That's the way it goes.
Anything else for open session? If not, I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session to discuss unnamed person or persons work history and to discuss contract negotiations for town water. And did you want to say that on anything else?
No, I'm good.
Okay, that's all. Anybody have anything else to take this one? Right. So with that, I'll entertain a motion on those counts.
So
second. Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Cousiniers?
Yes. Thanks for coming, everyone.
Ready?
Yep.
Go.
All right, so I'm going to
entertain a motion to come out of executive session and report that no action was taken in executive session.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Question?
Yes.
Can you tell about the village one? Is there a direction on the village?
No, that's just the
Okay, thank you.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And before we adjourn, we'll have to set a special town board meeting for the purpose of interviewing staff for our recreation facilities. And I believe we're looking at the 19th.
Well, this is a suggestion. There's other nights available. The 26th, we have an audit and board meeting, so I was just suggesting 6 o'clock.
On the 28th, we're here for our meeting.
Some of us are.
We can do it at 6 to 7.
So the options that work for myself and Gina, at least, are 6 o'clock on the 26th or 6 o'clock on the 28th?
I can do 6 o'clock.
Yeah, we can do 6-5.
On the 26th, 28th?
26.
We'll all be on the 26th.
Yeah, so that works. 6-5?
Sure. Sure.
For you, Gina?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, anything else for tonight? If not, make a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Thank you, everyone.